Bezat Hashem, we're going to be learning on the parasha from Rabbi Natan of Breslev. It's Parashat Pinchas. And the crazy stories that went on, but essentially the blemish and the attack from Balaam and Bilam and Balak, right, got to the point where we started to have non-Jewish women in the tents, in the camps of Am Yisrael. And it came to the point where Pinchas, right, which is a great grandson of Aaron, has to come in and get rid of this calamity that's happening inside Am Yisrael, this horrible thing that's happening, that essentially what we call in our modern era intermarriage. Right now, what we have going on in our generation, what they call the silent Holocaust. Right, that over 10 million souls, Jewish souls, have been lost because of Jewish men that intermarry and go get married with non-Jewish women, and also vice versa, Jewish women that married non-Jewish men, and then their children, if they only have boys, it's over pretty much, right? And if they have girls, it still could be one more generation you lengthen it. But this thing is a big plague. It's a big problem. The fact that we lose Jewish people every year, right? Rav Shmuel Eliyahu was the chief rabbi of this city. He was just in France. He said he went to a community. 100% of the Jewish men there were married to non-Jewish women. 100% of the community, meaning all the children of that community are not Jewish. The community is left with a minion of men until those men die. And we know in the U.S. the statistics are over 60%. In South America, the average country, it's over 85%. The reality is that outside of Israel, the Jews are disappearing. Disappearing. Why? Because they're not willing to get married to Jewish women. This is a big, big, big problem. And one of the main ways that we have a war against this is by way of this parasha and the parashat of Pinchas. So we decided to learn about this Brit Shalom, right? Pinchas went and he did an act to save the Jewish people from this problem. And from that, Hashem gave him an eternal covenant to become a Kohen. Pinchas wasn't meant to be a Kohen. Right? And Hashem made him an eternal Kohen. Pinchas is who becomes Eliyahu, right? And stays zealous, stays fighting the cause, and trying to reveal the Shekhinah at all times. So Bezat Hashem, Rabbi Natan of Breslev says on this idea of Hineni noten lo et b'riti shalom, which, by the way, the shalom, the vav of shalom, has a cut vav. In the Sefer Torah, the vav is cut in half. Very interesting thing that you don't have too much times in the Torah. I think only once in the Torah. Sounds like this: Et b'riti shalom, Zimri chata v'nafal lifgam abrit me'od. Zimri fell to this pgam. He made a sin. He made a mistake, and he fell to this blemish of defiling the covenant. V'chata b'rabim b'isur gamur v'chamur me'od b'nashgaz. He did a public sin in a very, very grave and unbecoming way, and that was b'nashgaz. What's nashgaz? It is an acronym for Nida Shifcha Goya Zona. All the women that you're not meant to be with. A woman who is on her cycle right now. A woman like a slave servant, a Shifcha, right? A Goya, a non-Jewish woman. And a Zona is a woman that's forbidden to you because she's married, or also she has a profession that makes her forbidden. It's not enough on that. It wasn't enough that Zimri did all of that. Not only did he do a public act that was so disgusting, he also tried to get the children of Israel to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted them to be so disrespectful to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the point that they even brought this Midianite woman all the way up to Moshe. They started to go back and forth with him in halacha. They take a non-Jewish woman, go all the way up to the king of Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu, the holiest person in the world, Kodesh Kodeshim, and say, Zoasura muteret, is this girl forbidden or permitted? Im toma asura, if you say she's forbidden, then how this, and started making all of these claims. Also Moshe was married to a converted woman. She was a Midianite. Her father was the priest of the whole entire Midian. So what are you going to tell me? I can't be with this woman? What about you? And you're starting to come and embarrass Moshe Rabbeinu, try to talk against Moshe Rabbeinu. Oila, oila nafsho. ולכל מי שהולך בדרך כזה. Woe unto the person that does this and anybody who goes on this path. שלא די לך שנפלת למקום שנפלת. It's not enough that you fell to where you wanted to fall. The person has a sin and desires to do sins in such disgusting ways. Okay, that's on you. That's on yourself. אם אוסטין אוף תעבר רעה כזאת באיסור גמור, עוד אתה רוצה להתגאות ולפקוד נגד משה רבך? Not enough that you have such disgusting lust and things that you want to do, and you're acting in such an improper way. Not only that, you want to come against Moshe, your rabbi, your own rab. כאילו הוא מפלפל עמו בהלכה, as if you're using this woman right now to find out הלכה, as if you're trying to learn הלכה by way of this woman. ורוצה להוכיח על פי דרכי הלומדים, wants to prove by way of the learning, כאילו היא מותרת, as if by way of למדוס, you can make this woman, this non-Jew is permitted. She's converting, she's nearly finished with her conversion, she's about to be Jewish, she did a conservative conversion, it counts, it's just not good enough for the rabbis, whatever that means. All these other things that a person will tell themselves in their mind to try to justify their lusts. וכל זהו עניין שעל ידי שעוסק בתורה שלא לשמה. עד שנעשית לו סמוות. All of this comes from a person learning Torah for the wrong reasons. It says, right, the rabbi teaches, person merits, the Torah becomes an elixir for life for them. And if they didn't, the Torah is a potion of death for them. Meaning you can take this information and this wisdom that you get from it in the process of the Torah to any direction you want in your life. If you want to become better, this is the best book in the world to do it. And if you want to become a wicked person, this is the best book in the world to do it. Because it gives you power. It gives you smart. It gives you smarts. It gives you cleverness. It gives you a way of looking much beyond the average person in the world. A person that has Torah in their mind is a superhuman. Question is, do you want to be a villain or do you want to be a hero? Do you want to be a good person or do you want to be a bad person? The same book will have the ability to take you either direction you want. This person, Zimri, is coming to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Is she permitted? Is she not? Where did he get there from? From learning Torah for the wrong reasons. For some ulterior motive to try to get something out of it that's not connection to Hashem. And by way of that, he got a mouth to try to come and blemish the honor and the true tzaddik. Right? The kavod of the true tzaddik, which is the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. וכל זה בא לו מחמת שפגם בייחוד וזיווג עליון. All of this happened because he made a blemish in the supernal unification, the supernal match. עד שנפל לתאווה גשמיית של ניאוף מאוד. Until there's such a blemish in the ייחוד up above that if a person falls down here to make actual physical blemishes, you fall to physical lusts. עד שבא לייסורים גמורים. Until a person comes to complete prohibitions, רחמנא ליצלן, God forbid. And all of it depends on this. כי בוודאי אין אדם נופל בבת אחת. Nobody in the world falls in one second. It's always a process. בפרט גדול בישראל שהיה נשיא בית אב. Specifically, right, when we talk about Zimri making a mistake and sleeping with this Midianite woman, it's not like he was some farmer in Amisal or some low level. He was a head of a tribe. Meaning he was a super holy tzaddik. He was a high, high, high level person. בוודאי נפל בכל פעם לתאווה הזאת כאשר ידע בנפשו. וזה הסיתו ונכנס תינה בליבו נגד משה רבנו. Again and again a person falls and falls and they think, you know, like, it's okay. Or they might start to make these calculations in their mind why it's not so bad. And no, it's bad. Every time you make a blemish, you make another, it makes it worse and worse and worse until it gets to the point where you could even come up against your rabbi. And come against your rabbi. It puts the stuff in your heart that your heart starts to get tainted. Like we're learning in the secret of the Hebrew letters classes, right? If your heart is seeking out other things all day long, when you come to open up a book, and it's not going to be there for you. It's not going to feel good to connect to Hashem if you feel so much better connecting to other things. כמו שפגם על ידי תאוותו הרע, כן פגם ביותר על ידי גסותו הרע. And like his sin, his lust causes such a blemish, so too his pride causes such a blemish. כי אם היה על כל פנים שובר גסותו וחכמתו הרע, והיה מבטל דעתו נגד משה רבינו, בוודאי לא היה בעל נפילה ומרידה כזאת. Sinning is one thing. Sinning is not a good thing. But we all do it. We're all going to do it. We didn't come into this world, like the Baal HaTani said, to not sin. We came here to do good. It would have been one thing to fall in such a sin. that one of the biggest tzaddikim, one of the 15 holiest people in the nation, went and slept with a non-Jewish woman in a disgusting public way. One thing. After that, to let it go to the point where you're trying to make a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, that's already ego, that's already pride, that's already has nothing to do with the sin, that's a whole nother level of disgust. Your lust got you into trouble, and your pride and your ego made you rebel against the king. Are you out of your mind? Where did you let it go that far? Litfos midyanit v'laviyah lifnei Moshe, to grab a goya, to grab a non-Jewish woman, to bring her in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? What kind of level of ego is that? What kind of level of grossness? Of like, it's not even proper. It's not fitting at all. Ulefalfeli mo ba'alacha, you're trying to go back and forth in alacha with Moshe Rabbeinu, with a woman. Achezeh talui bezeh, v'zimri mitokif tavato marad neged Moshe. Your lusts and your pride, your ego, are connected. You have such a lust that you take a woman and you have your way with her in public. Obviously you'll go against your rabbi. It shouldn't be a shock that you're willing to go against your rabbi. Of course they're connected. Ad she'na'asa lo ma'atorah she'bal peh ledaber v'limod neged Moshe. Till from the mouth, from the Torah she'bal peh, right? The Torah she'bal peh is this back and forth of learning halacha and going in, and there's all, well, what happens in this case, and what happened in this case, and what in this case, and from that learning in that way, but in a blemished way, so now he made a mouth to talk and to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. V'la'afoch divrei Elokim chayim v'lomar zo asura o muteret, and to flip words of God, word of a living God, the words of the tzaddikim, and to come to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask him, is this woman permitted or forbidden? There's not even a question. What are you doing? How did you get that far? So you're learning for the wrong reasons. Right? Sometimes we see people learning. They're screaming at each other and this and that. Like, okay, Torah can get hot. You can get Ritcha Deroita is a real thing, right? The boiling points of the Torah where you start to scream back and forth with your chavruta, that's a real thing. But we can't ever let it get so far that we forget why are we learning Torah. In order to connect to Hashem, to become better people, to be Adinei Nefesh, to be more calmer people, to be more pleasant. We can't let this, right? And sometimes people even get caught up in the mental gymnastics. What about this? Well, what about that? What about that? If you don't stop that at a certain point, you're just playing devil's advocate. All of a sudden, you're just like, what are you doing? It's not learning. You're just, let's not lose mind of what we're doing here. It's like Esav, right? Esav came to Yitzchak. Abba, how do we do maaser on salt? What are you trying to do? No one does maaser on salt. Trying to show your father that you're part of the Torah, it's not for the right reasons. So it's your pride and your ego, and look where that led Esav, right? It's always connected and tied together. And this tzara, this thing that happened, was such a big problem until Moshe Rabbeinu himself nita'alma mimenu halacha. Moshe lost the halacha. This is such an event, such a shock what was going on, and even Moshe Rabbeinu lost. For a second, he lost the halacha in his mind. Like the rabbi said, "Behema bochim petach oel moed." They were sitting in the midrash. It says they were all sitting there in the tent of meeting, in the opening of the tent of meeting, crying. Shenit alma mimenu halacha. Why were they crying? Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't remember the halacha. The halacha disappeared from him. Ki kol tokef amirida vaefkirutav. של זמרי נגד משה היה מנפילת ההלכות של תורה שבעל פה עד שנעשה לו פה לזמרי שהיה בוודאי למדל ותלמיד חכם. How did Zimri get to a point where he's coming against Moshe Rabbeinu? He was for sure a big teacher. He was for sure a person that learned. And the Torah שבעל פה fell. The oral Torah fell to such a point. So he had a mouth now where he can go and talk against Moshe. And he was for sure a learned person. He was for sure a deep person. But how do you get to a place where you can talk against Moshe Rabbeinu with no consciousness, with nothing in your mind? You just speak freely like that? Because of that, Moshe, so to say, disappeared from him. Understanding how to talk to Moshe, how to respect Moshe disappeared from him. So even from Moshe Rabbeinu, the halacha disappeared from him. מעוצם נפילת ההלכות של תורה שבעל פה. The halachot, the behavior, the way we understand laws fell so far down that even Moshe, so to say, lost the halacha. עד שנתרשלו ידיו לברר הלכה מנפילתה. till his hands couldn't even get through the Torah to find the halacha. Hashem Yitbarach Natan Korach B'Finchas. Hashem gave the power to Pinchas at that moment because Moshe was not there. Moshe lost for a second. She'avo v'itol et shelo. Come and take what's yours. V'rama seven iskar alacha v'ikach romach v'yado. Pinchas saw this event and he remembered the halacha and he took v'ikach romach v'yado. He took a spear in his hand. Romach, by the way, is Resh Mem Chet, which is 248. So the 248 positive commandments that we have from the Torah. So the spear that we have to take is all of the positive commandments that we have. If you take that in your hand, when you get an attack from the Yetzirah, things are going on around you, grab 248. What else has 248? 248 words in the Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, until the end, until the Tzitzit, the end of the Tzitzit, is 248 as well. You ever get attacked spiritually, specifically in the idea of the lust for promiscuity, take the Shema in your hand. Take the Shema and run with it. So he took this spear, because he saw the halacha was falling such to a deep place, such so far. People were so detached from what needs to be done. You can't fix it immediately. Therefore, he took a weapon, a physical weapon in his hand, meaning romach, which is this aspect of a sword, of a spear, and he went out and he got a vengeance. Cherev nokemet nakam berit. This is a sword of vengeance that came to take vengeance over the covenant. Because Am Yisrael has two powers, specifically then. The power of Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very, very strong. And only for a moment, Moshe lost it. For a moment, Moshe wasn't able to think the halacha. It wasn't a permanent thing. It wasn't something that happened. Am Yisrael was super powerful. Moshe was extremely powerful. For a moment, Hashem took away everything from him. Al ken nakambo beromach. Therefore, Pinchas had to take a romach, which is a cherev, which is a sword, which is romamot el bigronam vecherev pifiot beadam lasom nakaba. Tehillim 149. Romamot el bigronam. The loftiness of God is in their throat. Vecherev pifiot beadam. And a double-edged sword in their hand. Lasot nekama, in order to do a vengeance. Shisrael yesh lem shnei kochot. Am Yisrael has two powers. Lasot be mishpat katuv. Mishpat katuv daika. So we have one side that we can do justice. We can bring mishpat. We can bring judgment into the world. Specifically, what does that mean? What's mishpat katuv? The law is written. The judgment is written. Why written? Why specifically written? That's all of the halachot and from the pshat of the Torah, from the simple understanding of the Torah. What do I have to do? What is the instruction? Leverer halachot v'mishpat. I have to clarify what is the halacha, what is the justice, what is the right thing to do. V'lasot bem karawi, and now to do it properly, meaning k'mo she'asa Pinchas b'zimri, like Pinchas did with Zimri, she'itpalel la'Hashem itbarach. He prayed to Hashem. Right? It says v'yamod Pinchas v'yifalel. Pinchas stood and he was mifalel. He prayed to Hashem. He connected himself to Hashem. And then it says, "Ve'ikach romach be'ado v'haragam." And he took the spear, the sword in his hand, and he killed them. Al ken iftichu Hashem ho, Hashem itbarach miyad. Therefore, Hashem made an immediate promise to him. Hineni noten lo et briti shalom. I am giving you my covenant of peace. Brit shalom, covenant of completion. Specifically, efech ha-machloket, which is the opposite of the fight that Zimri was trying to come in a rebellion against Moshe. That was machloket, and here the rectification, the solution was shalom. Shenimshach al yedei ha-mitnagdim. There was all these people coming against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenasah lehem peh ledaber ma-torah shebapeh. And they had, all of a sudden, they wanted to have a mouth that to be able to speak against the oral Torah. Ki hu tiken zot, al ken hu ra'ui levirkat shalom. Pinchas was the one that rectified the falling of the oral law and took it back to its respected place. His reward was an eternal covenant of shalom. He gave him to become a kohen, shubchinat yamin, which is the right side, because he was able to lagbi'a hakol ulechlalo beyamin, to elevate everything and to include it inside the side of chesed, inside of the right side. How? Al yedei shebi'er ra kazeh mi'sal. By way of getting rid of this idea of intermarriage from Am Yisrael, of removing the plague, the pandemic that is Jews marrying with non-Jews, which was the idea of Zimri, Shasa Maaseh Ra u'Megineh Kazeh, he did such a horrible act like that in public. He wanted to prove according to Torah why we should rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, which is worse than everything. It's worse than everything. By way of that, when you take the head off, when you take Moshe Rabbeinu from Am Yisrael, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to fall to sin. So it wasn't enough that he fell in his own thing, right? Like we say, misery loves company. He fell in his sins and he had his lust. Not enough. We have to take this further. Let's prove according to Torah Shabbat Peh, according to the oral law, why we should all rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Pinchas got brit keunat olam ledorot, a covenant of keuna for eternity for all generations. Ve'hu be'atzmo Eliyahu. Pinchas himself is Eliyahu. Like it says, the rabbi says, Sheavovi veser geulal Yisrael, that Eliyahu b'zat Hashem will come, and he will be the one bringing the good tidings that redemption is coming for Am Yisrael. Shikar gumar ha'tikun yeh az al yedei Mashiach, that the completion will then happen at the end by way of Mashiach, and therefore, en Eliyahu ba letameh uletaher, Eliyahu is not coming to make pure, to purify or to impure, ki im lasot shalom ba'olam. Eliyahu is coming to make peace in the world. He's not coming to clarify things, to make pure, to make that. He's coming to complete the world. Eliyahu is coming to complete the world and to bring peace to the world. Ki ikar ha'tikun hu shalom. The main rectification is shalom, is the peace, is the completion. The opposite of machloket, the opposite of the rebellion against Moshe. Al yedei zeh mimele titbere halacha. By way of that, automatically you have a clarification of what the halacha is. Ba'achar sheyeh alimud rak lishma be'emet v'lishlimud. And then you'll have true clarity. Why? Because you're learning for lishma, you're learning for the truth, you're learning for the right reason to get to Hashem. Not to try to pull down other people, especially not the rabbis. This is what it means. Eliyahu doesn't come to purify or to nullify, impure or to purify. When Eliyahu shows up, he's going to make it known with his mouth. What's the true halacha? Ezu atameh vezu atahor. Who is pure, who is not? Ki im la'asot shalom ba'olam, ulevatel ha'machloket ve'akintur. He's coming to make peace in the world and to get rid of machloket and to get rid of all of these problems. Ve'al yedei zeh mimele titber halacha la'mitata. And by way of that, when you come to bring the true cause of what we're here for, why a person needs to learn Torah, all of a sudden, all of the machloket falls away. All of the negative things fall away. Ki biru halacha i'efshar lo'adiyah min ha'shamayim bedarchei ha'nevuah. What the halacha is, you can't bring down through prophecy. You can't explain and make a psak halacha from the heavens down to earth. Halacha is about down here. Ki lo b'shamayim, it's not in shamayim. Ve'en navi rashai lechadesh davar me'ata. And no prophet has the ability or has the permission to renew things now. Right? You can't come up with new principles in Torah. The fact that we got electricity, they didn't need to make a new halacha that didn't exist before. And just take the same halachas that we already had and you just stretch it to include that. You don't change it. The same principle just includes this new invention. Not that we need to change Torah now because there's new inventions in the world. The Torah is perfect and can cover everything that we ever will experience in the world. The question is just how do you understand the device in order to bring it back into halacha, not to make new halachas. ועל כן אי אפשר שיגלה אליהו דיני הלכות וההכרח לבאר הלכות על פי דרכי התורה המקובל בידינו עתה. Therefore, Eliyahu is not coming to say who's pure and who's impure. Why? Because Eliyahu is an angel, Eliyahu is a spiritual being from up above. He can't come down into this world and start to tell you what's right and what's wrong. It has to be done by way of the halachic system that we have in this world. That's how we're kovei halacha. ורק שיעשה שלום גדול בעולם. What he will do though is make big clarity and big peace in the world. By way of that already, when there's no disagreement, when there's no machloket, when there's no differences of opinion, then automatically the outcome of that is the true halacha that we all need. By way of that, once we know what we're really meant to be doing on here and what's the true essence of the Torah and how we're meant to apply it, everything will be elevated, everything will be rectified here in this world. So we don't have to worry about it. All we have to do is make sure that we stay kosher. We don't try to find loopholes that would allow you to break the Torah and to get married outside of the Jewish people. This is a horrible thing that's going on. It's a big, big problem. Over 60,000 couples in Israel are dealing with this, which is a small number compared to the rest of the world. But any number is a very bad number. Why? Because either way, Judaism already only goes through the mother. And if our women are marrying non-Jewish men, first of all, that's not good. Second, their children are in this. There's going to be a big question. Why? Because the children will for sure be Jewish because they came out of a Jewish woman. But let's say she only has boys, and those boys think that they're Muslim, or they think that there's some other religion, or they don't care about religion at all. So then they're most likely not going to want to marry Jewish girls. And then, boom, family's done. If that Jewish woman that married a non-Jewish guy had girls, okay, she had girls. Who are they going to get married to? Jewish guys or Jewish or non-Jewish guys? Most likely non-Jewish guys like their father. Right? And if they don't have girls, family's done then. Meaning if the further away you go from Torah, the further away you go from the guidance of the rabbis and the Torah, the faster it will be that you find yourself a goy, outside of Am Yisrael. It's just the track record of our people for thousands of years it's going to be going on. And the closer you get to Torah, the more chance that you and your children and their grandchildren will stay Jewish. Why? Because things matter for you. Like we said last night, tradition will never last, right? Why would I get killed for a tradition that my grandmother kept that got her killed? Right? Millions of people got killed in the Holocaust because of tradition. So why should I keep that tradition? If it's just a tradition, I could care less. If it's halacha, if God told me to act that way, that means something else. I have a relationship with my Creator, that's something else. Just a tradition that our family does that and we sing this song with wine that tastes horrible inside a cup that tastes even worse every Friday night. Manischewitz and so on and so forth, you know? Yeah? Sorry, didn't mean to say that. Right? But this is the idea. Tradition doesn't last. Tradition doesn't last. Halacha does. Deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Guidance from Tzaddikim does. And also we have to know that halacha is not in the heavens. Sometimes people want to, right? They want to get answers in their lives from very divine ways from up above, forgetting that some things are halacha. And if it's halacha, it's not just a what do I do in life? It's a how do I do it and when do I do it and what's the right way of doing it? That can't be answered from the heavens. There's tons of halakhic books that tell you how to live your life. Those are where we need to be learning, and that's why we're Nachman and Breslev in general push so much on halakha. Because we learn such lofty Torahs and we love these deeper, trippier worlds and Sipoy Masiyot and all these things, you need to know the number one most important thing for your day-to-day learning is halakha, is halakha, is halakha, is halakha. That will keep you Jewish, that will keep your children Jewish, that will remove all of the questions. And Mizat Hashem, the closer you get to true halacha, the less machloket you have in your mind between this opinion and that opinion. You don't know what to do. It's better to make a decision, and if it's to be the wrong decision, than to stay in a place of doubt. It's either this or this. Pick one. If you're wrong, okay, you might have to do tshuva now. But staying in a realm of doubt means a malik has a grasp in your head right now. And that you can't have. We can't have it. No room for a malik in our brains. Mizat Hashem.